Regretsville is brought to you by the Forever Dog Podcast Network.
Find us and more original comedy podcasts at foreverdogpodcast.com.
And great news, because now Regretsville is on Spotify.
Oh my God.
You have no excuse. The excuse is gone now, my friend.
110. Spotify is at your fingertips.
Yeah, maybe. Really.
You can listen to all episodes of Regretsville there, as well as on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, and SoundCloud.
And if that's not enough and you're going, but I miss them, what about the other 6 days? Guess what? We also have a Twitter. Tweet at us. Follow us at Regretsville Pod. And you know what? We might just tweet back at you.
Oh my God. I mean, tell us our regrets. We're obviously like are really apt to like handling
that. We can handle that. I mean, you know that we've got how many characters? 140. I mean, there's only so much we can say on Twitter, but we will do our best.
On Twitter.
On Twitter.
Yeah. So follow us.
Welcome to Regretsville. I'm Jesse Jollis.
I'm Tracy Soren, together with Soren and Jollis, and this is the podcast where we talk about regrets. We believe in them.
Oh, we believe in them. You're walking down the street. You have a basketball in your hand, a baseball in the other one. You're juggling both of them. There's only two, so it's not that difficult. All of a sudden, you look back and you go,
what
should I have been doing that? And you got a regret, and we go, and that's okay. That's what we say here.
So we're here, you know, we're talking about regrets, and that's what we're doing here today. And guess what? We have a wonderful guest.
Guess what?
We
got a guest here.
Are you shocked that we have a guest?
I'm just excited how wonderful he is.
You know?
Yeah.
It's not usual that, no, just kidding, we always have a guest. So his name is Sam Clemmer. Oh, God, Sam Clemmer. So he has a production company called Cowboy Media.
Cowbell.
Media. Oh, my God. Guys, I have a cold. I'm going to just say that out loud. And
I think everybody knows.
My brain is really mush, and I haven't been out of my house in a few days. Oh, and I dropped my phone.
Okay, great. So we're off to a good start.
He has a production company called Cowbell Media. So if you want, if you have a business and you want a video,
you
got to go to
up.
Sam Clemmer.
You got to go
to Sam Clemmer. Also, he's performing with his sketch group, Sort of Best Friends, at UCB Franklin on November 2nd. So that's in L.A., guys.
Whoa.
For you hot shots in L.A., it'll be at 9:30 at UCB Franklin.
You can really get a visual.
Hi, Sam.
Hey, guys.
Oh, my God. Such an honor to have you here.
So great to be here.
I feel now my regret is that I didn't have you double check my thing. My ears are clogged.
Spell check? Great.
Yeah.
A little spell check?
I named it. And it made a lot of sense in my head. And then I do say Cobble Media, and then people are like, Cobble?
Yeah.
Like the,
it's
that
so quick.
City in Iraq?
Right. Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, we're good. But tell us if we're wrong.
It's so quick.
Tell us if we're wrong.
Listen, we like to get started by sort of just doing our regret of the week. We warm up. It's sort of like a stretch and share, if you will. And then we're off in the running in the game.
Great.
You know, coach is like, let's get in there. So I'll start.
Go for it.
Okay. So this last week, your girl was down. She was down. She was feeling sad, and she made a decision which I wouldn't recommend. And I canceled on my therapist. I did. Listen, I can cancel on dates, but my therapist?
Yeah,
that's
no.
That's not the right move. And I regret it, because you know who I needed to talk to?
Your therapist.
Pamela. So, Pammy, if you're listening, I'm really sorry about that. I'll get to you this week, and we'll really have a double sesh. You know what I mean?
Should we cheers? We always cheers for our therapist.
Always cheers.
So this is to Julie. Do you have a therapist?
Susan.
Pamela.
Susan.
Oh, I love those three. That'd be a fun brunch.
That's a sitcom I'd want to watch. You know what I'm saying?
She has cool glasses.
Oh, she
has. They have
to.
A blue tint.
Ooh.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you ever look at it? Does it distract you ever?
It did in the beginning.
And now you're so used to it.
Like, that's
who
Susan
is. Yeah.
Wow. If I ever see someone on the street with blue tint glasses, I'm going to think it's your therapist.
Yeah.
And I'm going to know something that they don't know.
It's scary.
Don't look at it.
Don't say hi to Susan.
I won't.
Okay. Yeah, that's yours.
Okay. So my regret of the week. Okay. So I live in a building that has an elevator. Very nice. Lucky. But it's old. It's very old. And I went food shopping. And I didn't have too many bags that I would like, couldn't carry them. I live on the third floor. I couldn't carry them up the stairs, but I was a little lazy. Mm-hmm. But something in me was like, I don't know if you should go in the elevator today. That seems like it's a mistake.
Interesting.
But it came and I went in and the elevator started to bounce and would go doop, doop, doop. And it would not hit the right floor. So I realized that something was wrong. And so just a backstory, I'm a little claustrophobic. Mm. And I'm really terrified of getting stuck in an elevator.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It really scares me.
I've been stuck in an elevator before.
I'm sweating even talking about it. Yeah. It really, really does scare me. So I So I would see that it would bounce. It would bounce. I pressed 2 to try to get out. It didn't go to 2. It didn't go on my floor. So it was not stopping at the floors. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And then...
Okay.
So it was going. It was just bouncing and bouncing and bouncing, but it would pass the floors. So I eventually pressed 4. I started to panic. I was like, okay, well, I just went food shopping. I guess I'll have some food, but I really had to pee. So
you're alone?
I was alone.
Okay.
So I went all the way up, and it finally opened at 4. I ran out. I ran downstairs, and I was, like, in the middle of a panic attack.
Oh, it opened at 4?
Yeah, it skipped my floor. It skipped 2. It was not working.
It just had a mind of its own.
I don't know if I'd rather be alone in that situation or have somebody in there with me.
I'd only want somebody I knew in there with me.
Sure.
Because I'm going to have a panic attack either way.
Yeah.
And that's when you go, you got to trust that gut.
Yeah, so that was my regret. My regret was I didn't. I'm like,
you didn't
what?
Trust your gut.
Yeah, this is crazy. But my regret is I didn't trust my gut. Mm. I should have not went in the elevator. So now I'm not going in the elevator unless I need to. And to throw out the garbage, I'm asking my boyfriend to do it, or I have to go with him. I'm really scared.
So you have a partner in the elevator.
Yeah.
And then you can just smell like garbage together.
Yes, exactly.
So then you actually won't smell the garbage.
Yes, that's it. We'll just all be garbage.
I have a regret of the week. Mm. It's a short regret.
Go for it.
And then I have my long regret.
Thank you.
My regret of the week is that it's a pretty. It's a tale as old as.
Time.
It's a tale as old as apps.
Ah.
I had been conversing with a girl from app.
Ooh. Okay. Bumble.
What was it on?
Something tells
me
you sting like a bee.
Stop.
I mean it.
It was one of the apps.
I mean it.
It was one
and
of the
by
apps.
The way, for everyone out there, that should be a very good visual that he does well on Bumble. Do you know what I'm trying to say? Thank you. Confident.
Thank you so much.
Redhead.
Thanks.
I mean it.
Yeah.
Redhead?
I'm a unicorn.
Are yeah.
You redhead?
I identify as ginger.
Yeah,
as ginger?
Of course.
No, he looks to me like a strawberry blonde.
Oh, that's
yeah.
A redhead.
I recently realized that not only did I always think I was a ginger, but I kind of strongly identify as a
ginger. I'm not going to tell you you're not, then you're a ginger.
Yeah.
I think
if like you go through individual hairs, they're either kind of like brown or blonde.
Yeah.
But like as a whole,
red.
It's pretty gingery.
Yeah.
People tell me I'm ginger. People say I look like Bobby Flay.
I see that.
They say like it's a compliment though.
Yeah.
Which I'm like,
I could see like Bobby Flay being like a relative.
Yeah.
Not like
Bobby Flay. Picture of Sam with Bobby Flay. One of my Bumble pictures.
Oh, see, there we go. I'm telling you, sting like a bee. You're on Bumble, my friend.
Hold on, let me get back to my regret.
Okay.
It's super classic.
Okay.
This conversation was I say something. She responds like hours/days later. Remarkably, somehow got her phone number. She gave me her phone number on Saturday.
Okay.
And I texted it like, I don't know, a couple hours later on Saturday.
Okay.
And then she responded yesterday night. So that was a while.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, wow.
So I was like, I was surprised. I kind of like was like, all right, well, this isn't anything because
right.
I texted her. And then I was like, so surprised. So I texted my female friend.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, been talking to this app girl. Got her number. Just like you need the context
context.
I've never met her before.
Yeah,
girl
like
from
app girl.
App girl. App girl is just shorthand.
Oh, for sure.
And, you know, I know that she's more than just an app girl.
Yes.
It's Megan Bumble.
In real life.
You know what I mean?
Right. Got app girl's number, texted her on Saturday.
Yeah.
She just just texted me back. When do I respond? Send,
yes, no.
Look down.
Yep.
Totally just
it.
Sent that to
I knew
app girl.
Yes.
Oh my God.
So
I knew it.
I like throw my phone across the room. Like there was a bug on my phone. I look and it's like threw it across the room.
Technology.
I was like, my roommate's like, what? And I was like, I have to handle this. And so I like ran, grabbed my phone, wrote, well, great. Send, meant to send that to my female friend. And then was just like, well, let's see
what
happens.
Did she answer?
She wrote like, ha 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 ha.
Oh.
Glad to know like girls aren't the only ones who like, ask
it's
for
endearing.
Advice.
Of course,
yeah.
It's like,
and then
it's
the conversation, I was like, yeah, guys do it too. Like, guess it's moot now. What's up? No response.
The conversation did not respond.
I
think it's that. What's funny is, like, girl, she was like, that's adorable. And a guy might have been like, creepy. Like,
yeah.
That's creepy.
Yeah. The thing is like, she also is super slow at responding, but also I'm just like, you know what? If our relationship can't survive this gap, the gaps will be coming. It wasn't going to work out down the road.
We just whet our appetite with a little bit of a...
I'm hungry.
A Clemmer regret.
I'm hungry for more.
So we need more. So what are you here to tell us here today?
Hit us with the big one?
Yeah.
All right. I can take you on a bit of a journey with this one.
Go, please.
Okay.
That's what I need. I need a slow, safe journey.
Okay. I have a bike that I like to ride.
With a helmet?
I always wear a helmet.
Thank you. I always wear a helmet. Appreciate it.
But I love to ride my bike. The annoying part is that I live on the third floor of my walk-up building. Mm. So it's kind of a pain to...
Bring up and down.
It's a pain. I do, however, have a little, there's a little nook right by the front door that perfectly fits a bike. So when I first moved into my apartment building, this one, like a little more than a year ago, it's like, this is great. Fits a little, right in the little nook. And so I left my bike there for a couple days and I got a little note on my bike that says, hey, new bike to the building. You know, we'd all love to park our bikes here, but, you know, because we all can't, none of us do, we'd appreciate if you stored your bike in your apartment. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, all right, fair enough. Like, apartment rules, whatever. So that was like a year ago.
Yeah.
The whole year goes by. I've never, ever seen another thing, like, in that bike space. And I'm just, you know, this is dumb. So I had my bike out, you know, sometime over the summer, and it rained. And so my bike was wet. I didn't feel like... carrying my wet bike up the stairs and my wet bike in the building. So I left my bike down in the nook. And then I let 2 days go by and I see another note on my bike. And I was like, I got really frustrated. I was like, this is such an arbitrary rule that everybody's just kind of hating, whatever. 2 days later, I look at the note and it was a very different
tone.
Yeah. It was, am I allowed to swear on this podcast?
Oh, God.
It was.
Oh, he swore.
Wait, hold on. Are you serious, dude? Have some fucking respect. Put your bike upstairs and also shut your dog up.
Do you have a dog?
I don't have a dog. I take care of a dog.
Oh.
Or I did in very reasonable working, within very reasonable working hours. So, like, also the dog is not quiet. So, or the dog is quiet. So I'm like, okay, A, like, super aggressive.
Yeah.
B, like, that, absolutely not. That is an outrageous request for me to shut up the dog because whatever. He shouldn't be there.
Yeah.
Or he's fine. So I was so mad and I go upstairs and I told my roommates because I suspected this was not the same note writer because the tone was different. The handwriting was different.
Okay.
And I immediately suspected, my directly downstairs neighbor.
Okay.
She's a crazy lady.
She's crazy.
She's knocked on our door at weird times to tell us to be quiet, like at noon on a Saturday.
Okay.
This is a crazy person.
It's not like 2 a.m.
This is very much who, I know that this is her instead of the other guy who wrote the original note. So I'm like, God, I tell my room, I'm like, can you believe this note? And he's laughing. And I'm like, come on, we got to go compare the handwriting. He's like, I think this has to be her, right? And I'm like, yeah, I definitely think it is. And so I'm trying to come up with, like, what do I say? How do I respond? And I kind of just let it slide. And then I go downstairs. So I move the bike. Mm-hmm. And then, like, 2 days later, I go downstairs. Her bike is in the nook.
Ooh.
Her bike is in the nook.
What a twist.
And I know it's her bike. I'm like, this woman,
Can I ask a question? Does the nook only fit one bike?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like...
It's a narrow nook, baby.
It's just the hall, and then there's like a one bike width worth of nook.
Okay, wow. Got it.
And so her bike is down there now. And I'm like, this neighbor. So I decide to write a note.
Oh, okay. So fight fire with fire.
And I'm like, I'm trying to, I usually, when I get really steamed by something, I take a walk. Good. I take some deep breaths. Yeah. I wait till the steam is out of my body, and then I know the proper, because sometimes what you want to do isn't going to get you to the goal that you want to achieve.
Exactly.
But so I did. I let all the steam come out, then she re-steamed me up with the putting the bike down there.
Yeah,
this is ridiculous. So I put a note on hers that I went the super sarcastic route, and I said, "Hey, this bike being here does not bother me. It inconvenienced me in no way at all. Also, have a nice day. Also, the dog's been put down."
Oh.
Ooh. And I leave it on her bike.
So the dog put down was like a little
jab.
Yeah,
unless it really died, though, it'd be really sad. I'd feel so bad if I was like, shut that dog up, and then I found out it died.
That's what he's trying to do. I know what he's trying to do,
but I was wondering if it was really sad.
I mean,
dogs die. Yeah. I mean, you know.
Yeah. No, the dog was not put down due to a rude note.
Yeah.
So the next day, the bike's gone. And I'm like, ha, ha, ha. I can't wait to run into her in the hallway. I actually had run in prior to her writing her the note. I had seen her in the hallway, and we kind of had a real, good, the bad, and the ugly stare down. I know what you did. Ooh. She was like, "Rrr." So then I go away for the weekend. This is over the summer. And I get a call from my roommate. Because I told him. So then I told him I wrote the note, and I showed him the note. And he's like, "I can't believe you did that. You're stirring up all sorts of shit. You know, she's crazy. I told you to consult with me before."
He's scared. He's whatever. Scared she's going to do something.
So I'm like,
anyone can have a gun.
Yeah.
So important. So
I
remember. So important.
So I go away for the weekend, and I get a call from him, my roommate. And he goes, "Hey, so crazy neighbor downstairs came up to our apartment because her bike had been stolen." And I was like, "Good. Screw her. She's a dick." And he was like, "Well, she suspects that we are the ones who stole the bike based off of, the battle." And I was "Well, you know, she started it, and we obviously didn't steal the bike, so, screw her. She started it." And my roommate goes, "Well, the thing is that I wrote that original note."
Wait, this is confusing.
It's not. It's an M. Night Shyamalan twist.
Wait. Yeah, he wrote the first one?
He wrote the "move your fucking bike, dude" as a joke to me, to mess with me. And then let me...
Oh, my God.
And then just let me simmer in steam for, 2 weeks being pissed at our downstairs neighbor.
Oh, my God.
And then... Oh, my God. So then, crazy downstairs neighbor, her perspective, was, "Oh, we can leave bikes down here? That's so convenient." Puts her bike in, gets a super sarcastic note, and then her bike gets stolen. And also... the dog's been put down. What does it have to do with anything?
I think.
So my regret is
your roommate.
My regret is that I didn't do something super sinister to my roommate to get back at him for this horrible joke.
Time is still.
I had so many. I was away. I was so angry.
Wait.
At my roommate.
Was he gonna tell you ever? Was this a big prank?
Well, that was the thing. I was like, you know that pranks are... The fun of pranks is revealing that you successfully pranked.
Yeah.
It seems as if you were never going... You were just going to sit on this little... this little secret that only you have.
Wait,
oh my God. Did he help you compare the handwriting?
Yeah, he was the one who compared the handwriting.
That's so funny.
Have you never seen your roommate's handwriting?
I guess not.
Yeah, I guess that's
I guess not.
Not in a
He's like,
time
"This isn't even
stress.
Girl handwriting." I was like, "I wasn't thinking about that. I was thinking about strangling my neighbor."
I also would say I don't think you could recognize somebody's gender based on their handwriting.
Sure, of course.
To be fair.
So I had all these fantasies of just I'm going to poison his plant, slowly poison his plants.
A slow one. You want a slow burn. I like that. He went slow.
Another nod to M. Night Shyamalan.
Yeah.
He's in the Sixth Sense.
Here's what's crazy. Sure. So wait, I do have a question
Multiple
though.
Personality disorder or something.
So if the crazy if the crazy roommate thought
the crazy roommate or the crazy
The crazy downstairs neighbor thought you stole her bike. What happened there?
No, unsolved mystery. We don't know what happened to her bike.
But why did she think it was you?
It legit got stolen. What?
Why did she think it was you?
Well, she knows that I have take care of a dog, so she probably interpreted
the first note as the aggressive note.
No, she definitely interpreted the dog's been put down. She was like, it must be the guys from upstairs who take care of the dog. Also, I have totally chicken scratch handwriting, so of a fifth grader or a third grader, so she definitely knew. Our very adult downstairs neighbors.
You don't have security cameras in the building? No.
Are you trying to solve the bike
Well,
thief
that would
mystery?
Be my first thing I to try to clear my name.
Yeah, I think what's crazy is like, the Nook also, you now know you can't leave your bike in the Nook.
The Nook, you're not, your bike is not safe in the Nook. The front door doesn't always close, so it's very easy to just kind of...
That's ballsy of a robber.
Yeah.
Just to like come in and check if there's a bike.
Yeah.
I guess if there's an apartment open. Not really.
Well, yeah,
like,
I guess.
Living on the edge.
Or maybe you're just a robber. Or maybe you're just a guy because like a lot of the people go by with like trying to collect cans out of the garbage. Mm-hmm. Maybe if they see somebody saw a door ajar.
Yeah.
Was like, maybe there's, and then you open up and it's like, oh my God, there's a bike?
Yeah, it's an unattended bike.
But basically.
I can't believe.
The main regret is that I'm not good at holding grudges or staying angry, so I was, like, so mad at my roommate for, like, 2 days. And then I yelled at him, and then it was just out of me. And I was like, I would love to just have a long, elaborate, like, spray his herbs that he puts in his food with Windex and just slowly
poison
him.
That's a rough
him.
One.
Interesting.
Yeah. But I did go as far as, like, Googling organic ways to slowly murder plants.
Oh, okay.
Which
okay.
you can do with vinegar.
Oh.
But...
Why should the plants suffer?
Good to know.
Yeah. Well, I guess you're right. Why should the
plants suffer? I will
suffer?
Say this
but
is
he
a
loved
regret.
These plants.
This is a regret you can fix.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, you could change this regret.
Yeah.
Because I will say, like, at first when you were telling this story, I didn't know the twist.
Yeah. No one knew the twist.
Of course. I didn't
know
the twist.
No one knew it.
I was like, oh, okay. Well, you did leave your bike. You said it. Said you wouldn't. Is that the best? Mm-hmm. Well, okay. But now I'm like... That's fucked up that your roommate did that. That didn't tell you.
My hat's off to your roommate. I do think that's very funny. My hat is just not off because he never told you. Like, he would have let this go on forever.
That's not
a good prank.
That's what it's not. It's no longer
no,
a
that's
prank.
What I
it's
mean.
Like a what is it?
It's like
what is this?
What,
I'm
that's
like,
just like
I,
torment.
I
that's what I mean. It's fine that he did the little note. But he should have like, he should have let you go. And then like, you know what, bruh? It's me.
Yeah
before
or like,
you
get it, get it to such a high height and very fast.
Right.
Like, you know, the award-winning program Punk'd. You revved up, but then you just, like, release them from it immediately.
You take Justin Timberlake's dog, but then
and
once he cries,
and then
you
he
go,
cries.
You've
but
been
I was, he just And I was like, when I yelled at him, I very quickly got to the point of, what's wrong in your, I said, I feel bad for your brain that you just like having those types of feeling. You just had a little secret. For yourself
it was
inside your brain.
Yeah, I think it was sort of for him. Probably like, let's see how long I could keep this
Listen,
going.
Listen, I bet you were very funny. I have a feeling you were very funny, very heated. Like, I applaud his first part. It's the second part that is truly missing. And listen, I don't want to say that
like
your roommate doesn't listen to this podcast because he could.
Yes,
but we could come up with a revenge plan right now. I love Frank.
I'm just saying.
I love him.
Your regret is not. Your regret could be changed.
Hmm.
I'm just
what
you
can
know.
We do?
I just say.
Let's think of a good one, because that's a slow burn. You got a slow burn.
I could really, there's potential here to really.
Is he like anal or something? Tell me about his personality.
Okay.
Let me get to know him better.
We went to college together.
Okay.
He's also a ginger.
Oh, my gosh.
He.
It's very rare.
He has a new girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, we're going to get her. Just kidding.
Yeah.
I wonder if you could plot with her.
We're going to kidnap your girlfriend.
Yeah, but you don't know where
your
girlfriend is.
I think she's too new of a... She's too
oh,
new
she
of
doesn't
want to
rock the boat.
Well,
fine.
She doesn't want to rock the boat, and also, like, he probably wouldn't... I think it would be mean for me to reveal a dark part of his soul to his brand new girlfriend.
No, you have to... What I would do is pretend to reveal something to her. And then... Mm. But see, then the whole point is that before you... He tells her.
Yeah, it's
new girlfriend.
It's like Tinker Tailor.
Mazel the head.
I never saw that movie.
My head, you said you're both were gingers. I was like, could you make it him think he's losing his hair, like with your own hair? Yeah, I don't know. That was in my head.
I could put like dye into his.
Maybe it's just more mental. It's more just like, whoa. Like, you got like a little. It's more, you just start planting seeds.
Did you ever see? That's a good idea. Do you ever see the Twitter story, Dear David?
Yeah.
You spoke about it, right? So it's a Twitter story about this guy who has like a haunting. He put video cameras in his own apartment. His cat gets freaked out a certain time. I think we spoke about it.
She meows at the door.
Yeah, she meows at the door. It's crazy. What if you could stage, for especially Halloween's coming up,
A
little bit of a haunting? Haunt him.
You think there's a ghost?
His name's David?
His name is David.
Dear David.
Wow.
Look up Dear David on Twitter. And then I think you should really, that would creep me out if I thought there was a haunting going on.
Yeah, I'd lose my mind. The question is, how do you, I would truly lose my mind. Just how do you plant that, you know?
When he's sleeping, maybe you could do some things. I think you could scratch on the wall.
At first, you have to say it's in your room, like something you're noticing, and then you plant, right? And
then
you do something where, you scratch on the wall or like you have a chair. I don't know how you're going to make a chair move, but you can do it.
You get like a sketch prop of like an old colonial hat.
Well, what's nice is that I'm home most of the time.
Exactly.
In the day.
Oh, you got time,
I can just do this. Which is what I originally told him. I was like, I'm home all day.
Yeah.
Every day. And I'm going to fuck with you.
Yeah.
I'm going to get you.
I wish you could put like food coloring in the toilet. So when he flushes, he thinks he has.
He also has Amazon.
Siri, Alexa.
He has an Alexa. Okay. Maybe we can mess with Alexa.
Oh, yeah.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
I wish you could make Alexa just scream at certain points.
Yeah, set alarms on Alexa. I probably could just set very late alarms.
Oh, you fuck with an alarm. That'll make somebody miserable.
That's funny. And have it just be a scream.
I would love if can Alexa
that scared
scream,
the shit
right?
out of me. You know those videos where it's like, watch this funny video, and then there's a scary pop out in the video?
Yes.
I lose my mind every time. I will almost have a heart attack. And so I am perfect for that.
When they like,
I hate pop out. So you could do that, like have him listen to chill music and then
have a scream.
I hate when those when I get a sense that it's going to be a scary video and I kind of like
hold
my phone very far away and I kind of am like,
I know,
squinting, and then I'm ready. Yeah. I'm like, you didn't scare me.
Trick is you turn down the volume always. It's volume control.
I mean, you got to give it up to the composers of horror movies.
Oh,
because they do the work.
Oh, they're the ones.
They're the
who
ones.
Make it happen.
Did you guys see it?
I haven't seen it yet.
I don't have a dying wish.
I'm afraid of clowns.
I just hate. I don't like scary movies.
No, I
love.
I don't like
movies.
The feeling. I don't like the feeling of jumpy scary movies.
I like the feeling of almost dying. Is truly how I feel.
I just I need like a massage. I just get really tense up in my shoulders and neck.
Did you see Get Out?
Yeah, that wasn't that scary.
Well, okay.
There was one jump scare in the whole movie.
There was like three or four. I almost lost my mind.
There were a few more than one.
I actually kick is how.
Because there was when he ran and like darted past him.
Yeah, but that wasn't like a jump scare because you could like see it.
No, but remember it was like.
But it was very close.
Spoiler alert, everybody. I mean, this isn't spoiling it, but it's just like
guy ran.
Listen, the point is they do those fake outs where it's like boop, and then it's just someone standing
there. There were like three or four in Get Out. Get Out was incredible, but there were three.
Talk to everybody on my right and my left.
I gave myself a pretty good injury doing, you know, the Get Out challenge. Like people were.
Oh yes,
that.
No what?
People were doing the challenge
people
where they
were doing
running.
Where
they
like, were running and then like turning way off, like cutting
it's
off
difficult.
Screen really hard.
I believe it.
I don't regret this, but I was meeting up with friends and they were like way at the other end of the sidewalk, and I just literally went. We'd been drinking and I was like, hold my bag. And I just started sprinting as fast as I could straight at them. And then I just cut as hard as I could to the right, straight into a wall.
Oh.
You got a plan for the wall, Sam.
There was like a
real drunk.
Broken wooden pallet. And I like totally cut up my leg. I'm shocked I didn't hurt myself worse. But I literally like... Man, I would have gone viral for the worst reasons if this had somehow been on camera. Because I literally just ran into a wall.
Well, you just...
100% not on purpose.
You did the Get Out
Challenge.
I thought
the camera did some of the
work.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think the camera did some of the work, but the challenge that people were doing didn't have the camera work.
Listen, you could twist your knee out. twist your knee
that
out.
Would have been a regret because it would have been all was the joke worth it? No. That,
no. No. That's really funny,
it was worth
though.
The cuts.
I love like, the, will you hold my, you still have the cuts?
Those are all my scars.
Okay. You just, guys at home.
No, they're real.
This is like an indented on my shin. Yeah, oh my
yeah,
Lord.
Yeah, it's just that one. So, it was pretty dumb. God.
Did you just go home after or did you like, we'll keep going out? Like,
yeah, we, it? Oh yeah, we stayed out. Oh. Because well, it was through, it wasn't like, those
Sam was drunk. I mean, Sam was drunk to have run into a wall.
I ran into a wall.
Yeah, and to be like, let's keep going.
I was
going.
Like clawing at the wall. Like, yeah. It was a brick
What's
wall. I was just
is,
like clawing at it, trying to stay up. And I just went
is
down.
Alcohol is poison. Yeah. And that's really, alcohol is poison.
Yeah, it really is.
It really
Talk
is.
Talk about poisoning your roommate. Give him that depression.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, my therapist would yes. say that. She would say, don't do it.
It is. It's a depressant.
I love drinking.
I love that for you.
In fact, how old are you?
I just turned 29.
And you could still drink like that? Your body was, could handle what it I was running into a wall?
Listen.
Like my wait, my body can handle the physical running
the
into a wall.
The fact that you could get that
drinking.
Drunk at 29 and
I didn't
and
have to be that drunk. I'm desperate for attention.
Sam went to Syracuse. They raise him right there.
Yeah. I mean right into alcoholism.
You went to Syracuse too.
Yeah, I know.
And I don't think you could handle at 29.
Actually, to be fair, we were in a weird part of Brooklyn where we didn't know where anything was, so we went into like a Asian restaurant. Ooh. And we just ordered like one
Saki?
Of like no we ordered oh. one of like that it was like we'll have two Dragon Balls and it was like oh. you know like a huge
with
a
bunch of straws
we had like three straws and we just yes. drank two of them and then we walked out we're like ooh, which yeah. way is right
and that gets you because
that's
sweet
question.
Yeah
oh
it was one of those it wasn't like I drank like 20 beers.
No, that's why hard liquor, you can't keep track. You don't know what's happening. It's not until I'm going to the bathroom and I can't look at myself fully in the mirror. I go, we're in trouble.
It takes a second to hit you.
Or have yep. a brick imprinted on your forehead.
That's fun. Oh. You had it on your forehead, too?
No, I was exaggerating.
No, that was
heightening.
Well, were your friends that. Nervous or were they just laughing? or did they
when,
not see it
Like right
you
when I fell or before?
I guess throughout.
If I was like, ha, 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 Sam, you so ha, 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 and then I came and you were blood down your leg.
No, well,
my
I was
reaction,
wearing pants.
I would have
well,
sobered
I wasn't,
up.
I wasn't, it wasn't bleeding blood down my leg. It was like, you know, like you can get, like, it's funny.
I bruise
cause, like,
all the time.
It was like one of those, it was like scrapes. Also, yeah. it was through my pants. So like, it like, I got a scrape mm-hmm. through my pants. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't like deep cuts. It was just kind of mm-hmm. like.
I just that scratch. Scar looks real.
Yeah, no, it's a real scar. It's real scar.
Looks real. Looks legit.
Yeah, but then I immediately fell and I hit it and I like a football player. I gave thumbs up like I'm okay.
Oh,
like you know
man.
How sometimes you get the wind knock. You ever get the wind knocked yes. out of you, and you're like, I know I got the wind knocked out of me. I know I'm not gonna die, but like I look like I'm dying.
And it feels
I have
like
to
it.
Give them. I'll just give people thumbs
so
up because like
thoughtful.
I'm not gonna die.
Thoughtful. It is.
And you're like
you're
once
like,
a week.
once
a week, I can just throw yeah. the thumbs up, throwing up.
Oh my
okay.
God. Honestly,
I haven't thrown up in a while.
You're a sweet guy.
You
and you're buzzing like
I'm
a bee on Bumble.
You could do it. You haven't thrown up in a while.
I'm so thoughtful.
You could take a Dragon Ball to the face.
Take a Dragon Ball to the face.
Have,
what is it, a
I
Tuesday?
Mean, I mean, what? Like, I feel like I've just made myself sound so dateable.
Yeah.
You want to get revenge on somebody.
Yeah.
Listen.
Yeah. I like a guy who likes to have a good time.
Yeah,
I don't know if
I. Time.
I love that he does a little trick.
I mean, you
from
said
a movie
you said
and
you
want to
get attention.
I like so a guy who can commit. And you
I'm
can
committed.
Commit.
I was so committed to that show.
That's what I'm
Here's
saying.
The thing. If you're a guy,
I'm impulsive. You know, some people are just like, I just want to like be spontaneous. Like,
yes.
What's more spontaneous than just running full speed into a wall?
I don't know.
To be fair, the internet was telling you to do it.
Yeah.
Right.
I love trends.
He loves trends. He's on a hot, hot trend. That's what he wants.
He loves a hot, hot trend. And you know what? So you bruise. So you scar yourself. What a story.
Yeah, it's not that
also, like,
no,
you know.
I love it for you.
Yeah.
I think your most dateable line of the podcast was, I want attention. And yeah. I mean, so what you need to get a girl is a lady.
It's a lady.
Who doesn't want attention.
Who doesn't want attention.
No.
Because you can't compete.
No, you don't want to compete.
There can't be two shares in the room.
My cousin.
I think they didn't work out either. But.
Exactly. They didn't. No.
My cousin and I on a long road trip, she presented this theory. And I mean, you can break it down, but it's fun to kind of do it this way, which is in every relationship that works, there's an annoying and a boring.
Wow. Sorry. That's really funny.
Okay. Tell me more.
Just one of them is the annoying, and one of them is the boring.
Annoying the each other, not like annoying world.
No, just there's. I mean, if you want to like, if you really dug into that more, it's like there's always like a more extroverted person and a less extroverted person, like a yin and yang type of thing. But it's fun to just do like who's the like if you look at couples and you just go, you're the annoying and you're the boring.
Yeah, I could figure that out.
Yeah, like my mom and dad are very like. It's not like my dad is boring. But, like, my mom is clearly the annoying.
Yes.
Because she's just, like, outgoing and, like, loves talking to lots of people. And, like, my dad's not boring at all, but, like, she's the annoying.
He just wants to move on.
And she's the boring.
A dinner at a restaurant's done. We're done. The waiter's over. We don't talk to him.
Yeah.
That type of thing.
I don't know if I agree with the boring part.
It's not, I mean, but both are negative. So
both
it's
are
just
negative.
What's,
they both
what
are
makes
true.
It fun.
That's
it's just
true.
It's just a fun thing. So, like, I'm. And also, like, two...
This is like horse and pig face. Both are bad. No one's winning here.
Two borings can
work. You ever
work.
Heard that?
No, what's
fun?
What's
horse? Somebody will tell you, like, you either look like a horse or a pig face. Have you heard that?
I've never heard that ever.
What? We're learning so much.
First of all, somebody told me one time, it's like, you either look like a horse, you either have a horse face or a pig face.
You need a new agent. That's so, like, rude of them
not
to say.
Not my agent.
That's a gaffe. That's a clever gaffe right
my
there.
My father said that. No, I'm kidding. But that, I don't even know where it came from. But it's like then you went around and said like if they had a horse or a pig face. Honestly,
I think you're watching too much BoJack
that's
Horseman.
That's really mean.
It is really mean.
That's meaner than
also
what
there's
I was
so many
say.
More animals.
I'm very upset right now.
I also don't think that that's true because a
what
lot
kind
of
animal
dogs...
would we all be? Ooh, let's do that now. A nice animal. No one be mean in the room. A nice animal, like just based on
what animal would we be?
Yeah. Just based on like,
I have no
facial.
Just our faces.
You asked the question. I went,
I don't know.
I went. I don't know. I can't remember an animal.
Well,
that was my problem.
Oh.
I don't remember any animal.
Oh,
interesting.
No, you know when you were asked like, "What's the alphabet?" and you're like, A12. I don't know. Like, you know what I'm saying?
When
you're like,
when
name all 50 states,
wait.
And you can't do it.
Sure.
Do you know what I mean?
Sure, sure.
I mean,
put
I've
on
never
the
been
spot.
Able
you
to.
Put on the
I've
spot.
Never
the
been
spot.
Able to name all 50 states.
No,
but
you can do it. Friends
most
prove
of
that.
The, I can.
It can be based
can
on looks and personality.
You could put me in any scenario, and I bet you I could give the alphabet.
I would put you as Tigger, which isn't a real animal, but you're definitely a Tigger.
I was trying to think of one. Like
that's
I was
close.
Like a dog Tigger. That runs in.
I was. Yeah. They called. When I went on a family trip to Africa, they said I looked like a lion.
Well, that's.
My legs were hairy.
Oh. Well, who said that?
I don't know if you have the personality of a lion.
No.
No, I think you're more like... Sorry, I have a tissue. I'm sorry, everyone. I think you're more like... I have a bag of tissues. Whatever. And then at home, I also put my
tissues
in
a
bag.
Yeah, give me...
All right,
so
anyway,
I'm an annoying, and then what's my what's my animal?
No, I think that you're like... Yeah, like you... I would see you as like an animal that chases its tail.
Those are dogs.
Like, but really cute. Like,
do other animals chase their tails?
See, I could see you bouncing on your tail. You know what I mean? You're like bouncing through on your tail, and you're always like, "Hey," you know, in a great way.
You just thought of the most annoying animal.
No, I think it's more adorable.
You're welcome.
Thanks, guys.
Goofy.
You're really gassing me up. Right
Goofy
now.
Is the word.
Goofy. Oh, Goofy.
Oh, great.
Yeah,
Goofy.
You're Tigger.
Cool.
Listen, we know you get steamed. We know it's not 100% goof all the time.
Oh yeah, we know you get steamed, and you know who else does? Your roommate. But that's not what today's about. Today is about. What animal I look like?
I'm trying to think of any animal.
Swan?
No.
A unicorn? Is that crazy?
Jessica's going to name her own animal.
The most majestic creature?
Angelina Jolie? That's what I always say when someone comes
Angelina
up to me and they go,
Jolie.
You know who you look like? And I immediately go, Angelina Jolie. And I walk away. That's how you got to do it.
That's another classic dad down. Joke.
Classic.
Excuse me. Do you have time to talk about Angelina Jolie?
Yeah. I cannot
remember an
animal.
Huh? What?
Just when people want to ask you about, you know, the rights
questions.
Of someone.
It's really anything. Yeah.
Hey, have you ever used HelloFresh? Angelina Jolie, bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, that's how you get out of any speeding ticket I've ever had.
I can't think of any animals.
Okay.
My brain is shut down.
We really are dumbing it down. We're just talking about animals, alphabets.
Exactly. Sorry,
boring,
guys.
Boring or annoying.
All right, well, I couldn't help myself. Moving on. I'll say swan for myself, and I'll lock in that
Answer.
Yeah,
you're a unicorn swan.
Thank you.
Uniswan.
There, you did it yourself.
I did
it
myself.
It's like Uniqlo, but Uniswan.
What a store. I've never been in. I think it's too manufactured. That's a hot take. And you can take it or you can leave it. I don't know what that means. It just means, like, whenever I feel like I walk in, it's like 8 white shirts in a row. I'm like, you know
what? It feels like if you were in, like, 1984 and you had to wear, like, a uniform.
Exactly. I don't need that.
Uniqlo?
Yeah.
I think you're not giving them a fair shake. It's pretty cheap.
Okay, well, like I said, hot take.
Well, manufactured pretty cheap.
Sam, love that first regret.
The first regret.
The first one. Really
we
good.
We asked people to come with a list.
A list.
A baby. List of regrets?
Yeah, baby.
Did I come with enough?
No, you need. Remember we said.
Yeah. You said to come with two.
Oh, he said the app one was the first one.
Right? Yeah.
Oh, that was your first one?
That was my first regret.
Okay. Well, that was really a good one. I'll say it was a good one. I mean, we listen. This is the thing. You gotta be recent. You gotta be dating. And if you're not regretting dating, you're not dating. Truly.
Yeah. But honestly, I tried. Especially with dating, I live my life with no regrets.
How's dating? How is dating?
You know, different versions of that.
Throwing your phone.
Just you know,
there was a bug on it. Different versions.
Eventually,
of that?
Eventually, it doesn't work out. Just eventually, gaffes just eventually happen.
Sure.
Sure.
Like we said. You're going to get some gaffes in your dating Sam Clover.
Sure. Yeah, but you just have to ride them out. You got to ride it out.
Who doesn't have gaffes?
I don't.
Pepto-Bismol, I guess.
I don't know how it works.
I honestly can't, you know, ladies out there.
Ladies at home.
Come on. Sam Clover is a good.
He
started his own company,
right?
Okay,
this is
he's performing.
Yeah. He's worked
in production.
Oh, yeah. He's worked in production.
He knows some celebs. I don't know, Billy on the Street probably.
Yeah.
And
I know celebs.
Exactly.
Hi, I'm Questlove. Commented on one of my Instagrams.
Name drop. Love that.
He's fun. He'll give you if he's ever choking. He'll give you a thumbs up to know if he's all right. If he's not
all right. If I'm all right. Yes. Okay. Future girlfriend, you got. I know that. I'm like,
exactly.
I love that.
And first date. I need a girlfriend who knows first date.
I mean, come on, ladies. What is this?
What is a catch if not this?
I don't understand.
I love an entrepreneur. I do think that I know that if you worked at a WeWork, that would certainly bring those points up. Bing, 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 bing.
I don't have the capital.
You don't have the capital for
who? Oh wait, sorry. I have tons of capital. I just prefer to work at home.
Got it.
I have tons of capital.
Got it. I mean, listen. I work at home a lot too because you could get food and you make it and you save money.
Oh, well, that's true. I'm just saying it's not as.
So it's not as cute.
Like it's not as cute.
Oh. He has a home. Wow.
Oh, wow. With keys and
with
stuff?
Keys?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I love it.
Wow. Ooh, I have. Are we wrapping up or can I tell another quick story?
No, you could tell another.
That's what we were trying to have you do before you denied us.
Oh, I was. Okay, sorry. I don't know if it's a regret. I was in.
I'm sure it is.
I can't. Well, we have to. You'll see.
Okay.
This is not. This is a straightforward story. I was in my local coffee shop yesterday, and they in the back, like lots of people work in the back. There's tables and like it's just and it's nice
back.
And quiet. It's nice and quiet.
Yeah.
And of course. On this day was the day that my roommate took my headphones, and so I had no headphones.
I don't like
you know
him.
What? Enough
I don't
of him.
Like
we've
him.
Same roommate.
Him.
Same roommate.
Listen, he's getting the two
he's,
strikes, you're out.
Yeah.
Pee on his fucking headphones
yeah,
already. It's
yeah.
Enough.
It's enough. So I go in, and I'm like, ugh, now I have to kind of like hear the world while I work.
Ooh, no.
And young girl, probably, I'm assuming she was in college because she sits down, is working on her computer, and then picks up her phone and answers the phone.
No.
And I'm like,
I'm sorry. What?
You do a hi, I can't. What's up?
Yeah.
Was her phone on loud? Like, did you hear the ring?
Just picked it up.
Okay, well, bless.
But she was, you either go be like, hey, I can't talk right now.
Yeah.
Or you do like the, hey, can you watch my.
Yeah.
Right.
Can you watch my stuff?
And you get it.
And then you walk outside.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's what I do. I leave my stuff and I stand by the door so I could see if somebody was going to steal my stuff
smart.
Anyway. And I talk on the phone. This girl hops on the phone and starts talking to her mom. And she's talking to her mom and she kind of sounded like sad or frustrated. And I'm like, all right, I'm just going to like just ride it out. Now, you know, let this girl have her frustrated conversation with her mom. And then you kind of, I always try to, whenever, you know, you basically, it's like when I'm setting a countdown. If she's talking for three, when my phone hits 4:30, it's 4:32.
Absolutely, I'm
going to
say something. Yeah.
If it's 4:32, if it's 4:35 and she's still talking, I'm going to say something.
Yeah.
And then I always try to put my self in their shoes, and I'm like, maybe they're just having a really hard day, and like they need this more than I need her to shut the F up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she proceeds to talk, and she's like, and all of a sudden I'm like, you know, I'm trying to focus on my thing, and I can just hear like, I don't know, Mom. And then eventually I'm like, you know, just like, I don't know how to do this one paragraph in this essay. She's like workshopping her school essay about some Philip Roth book with her mom on the phone,
you know what?
For like 40 minutes. And I'm just sitting there like so like, and I'm like, I like forget what I'm even like doing.
Yeah, you're like,
I wasted like 40 minutes just like so distracted by this girl. She had like an Audrey Hepburn quote.
No.
Computer case.
Yes, of course.
And I was like, do I hate this girl or do I just like,
Jesus.
Does she, I was, and, but I didn't
she's
say
a
anything.
Child.
I didn't say anything. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's like definitely in college. But I didn't say anything. And it really just, it left me pretty, and I, you know, you're like making eye contact with other people.
Of course.
Yes,
who
like,
are just like we're
look
gonna
this
do
asshole.
It? We're going to do it. Do I tell the coffee person?
Yeah.
Do I tell the employee to tell her to be quiet? Because then like everybody's going to know.
Do you do like
who did that?
Subtle
everybody,
physical movements to make it?
I tried to make direct eye contact.
This is so annoying.
I tried to make direct eye contact.
This makes me.
She was too far away for me to like be like a. But I was
well, if
making
you growled,
like,
that would be weird.
This stuff makes me livid.
It's just
it's enough with the technology, okay? I mean, thank you for listening to our podcast. Please rate and review
Wait,
and subscribe.
You mean
but you can
phones?
Listen to a podcast
enough,
at a
yes.
coffee
Wait,
shop.
You mean
no,
phones?
I'm just saying, like, I think people have gone too far with what they think is appropriate. Like, yeah, everybody has a phone, so they think they could pick it up, or they think they could snap somebody who's just like going shopping with their kids. And I'm like, nobody has privacy anymore. Nobody gives a shit. And everyone's loud. It's so annoying. It's my biggest pet peeve. I really can't stand it.
I think it's more, I would say, I'm going to, it's more manners as opposed, it's manners with technology.
So yeah, no,
coming
yes.
Up, coming up.
I think, no, I, that's what I'm
manners,
getting at. It's
absolutely.
Manners.
It's very rude. I was raised, does my dad hate it when you're talking. Like, he can't hear, he cannot hear anybody talking on the phone when there's other people in the room. It's very frustrating.
Yes.
So, like, I was just.
Oh, you mean when you're talking to him?
Yeah, or just like people who are, like if you like just taking a phone call in a public place, like get off the phone, like tell them you call them later, go somewhere else.
Yeah,
I agree, because I get very distracted if people are.
My
like,
mom
I'm
behind me.
I literally
so
like
funny.
I can't focus.
I'm on, you know, yeah, unless I'm walking out down the sidewalk.
Right.
I'm like, yeah, sorry, I'm you know, sorry, I'm in, alone in my own
I do
bathroom.
Think
Let
like
me,
right.
Go in a better place.
I think manners though have been blurred nowadays.
Well, yeah, because sometimes you go screw everybody else, and we all do it, and go, I just need to take this phone call or figure this out. And that's not good because it really affects people, and people get angry. I hate when people play on their game on a train, and I can hear their stupid game, like ding-a-ling-a-ling.
Yes.
Like, you don't even need to hear that.
I agree.
And I'll lose my mind.
I agree.
And
well,
because
then it's the
I'm
only
heated.
Thing that you can hear.
Yeah.
You're like, wow, I didn't know my ears were this good. But now suddenly, I am honed in.
I mean, I think it's like everybody
laser
just
focused.
Thinks that everything's so individualized at this point. Like, it's like, we once saw like a fight happening on a train. They were got off. Remember that fight we saw on a train? And they got the guys off. They got a guy who was like touching women off. It was very nice. People
was Harvey
pushed him
Weinstein?
Off.
Oh, we
on the train?
Yeah, he was on the train. But
very
fuck
humble
that guy. But yeah, but no, it was a guy that was on the train, and people got him off, and everybody was videotaping the guy getting him off and getting him off. That's not, getting him off the train.
Removing him from the train.
And listen,
to embarrass
civic
him.
Yes, civic action was done. People did the right thing. They got him off the train. I understand people wanting to videotape it. It's fine, like, to embarrass him. But I also think sometimes people are so willing to put up their phone before having a moment of, like, this is happening in real time. Do you know what I'm saying?
Real
like,
life. Real
what
life
if,
is
what
happening.
If something happens
in
and
front
you
of
need
your phone
it?
Screen.
Yeah, like, and you need to, like, fucking react. Or someone needs help. And you're just, like, your phone's fucking out. And you're not helping. Like, ooh. Sorry, I could do a whole.
Touched a nerve.
It does. It really bothers me.
It's a bummer.
It bothers me. Also, so, I just think privacy is blurred.
So do we? Do I regret not, you know, giving this girl a, kind of a life? You know what I was thinking? What my line was going to be.
Let's hear it.
Was, and this is what I, okay, ready? Whenever I get steamed, I let the steam leave.
Yeah.
And then I go, okay, what is the best way to accomplish what I want to have happen? So my line was going to be, hey, do you want me to watch your stuff while you go outside with that phone
that's
call?
Good. That's reverse very good. Situation.
I would have also recommended, but you didn't have headphones. Like, do you need to borrow my headphones?
Well, because she was going to be talking.
And take this outside.
Yeah.
Well.
I guess then you don't need it. It's bad for your, like,
what?
But maybe she was she already using headphones?
No.
Oh.
Well. No, she was on the phone.
The Rays are like.
All right. Well, you know what, girl?
That was a good line then. I like that line. That was, I think that's a good line. I think it's subtle, sweet.
It was nice. It was getting the point across.
I didn't say that. Though.
No, but for next time.
Maybe,
maybe I could have taught her a lesson.
Or just move in a huff.
Did I move in a huff?
That's what I would do.
And then just stare.
Yeah.
Again, back to Jesse's point, though. Anyone has a gun. And that's where we get into really where it could get scary.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not into profiling. I'm anti-profiling. But this girl for sure didn't have a gun.
You know what? You never know. You truly never know.
You never know. But I do think you can move in a huff. Just a Hufflepuff.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think that was a good line. And I think that I'm going to take that in because it was really structured. If someone is, you know,
I feel so much better when I say something. I really do.
You do?
Yeah, because either that or I sit there angry for 50 minutes. So I either have to go, is this going to distract me for an hour? Do I need to get up or move or say something? But I can't just steam for an hour.
Yeah. I also think about, you know, like when we've inevitably been either on a plane or the subway and there's a screaming child.
Yes.
Ugh.
Do you fantasize about?
Uh-oh.
Telling that person, like, hey, can you make your kid
be
quiet?
If they're on a plane,
it's different, right?
Oh, I think because you can't.
If they're in a restaurant, I'm like, you want to take that kid outside?
Well, the difference is that an adult can control themselves.
Right.
And a child cannot.
Right. Well, I was going to say, that I reached the logical conclusion that that person also hates hearing what you're hearing.
Yes.
And they actually have to live with that little... And they have to live with that person.
And they're embarrassed.
Yeah.
They know that everyone fucking hates them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so then I started taking that philosophy and applying it to other scenarios, which is how I kind of reached my conclusion with this girl.
Good conclusion.
Well, but we have to remember that she is, capable of her own actions.
Yes, yeah. No, she needs a lesson to be learned.
She needs a lesson.
She needs to learn a lesson.
Is that your job? No.
Yeah.
She's in college. Somebody should teach it.
Not perform a civic duty that maybe I should have been responsible and done? Mm. Improve the world in one little way?
You know, there's bigger fish to fry.
Next time.
And yeah, I didn't. Yeah, that email just that I was trying to draft it. You know, it just took a little longer.
Exactly.
It took 50 minutes.
It took a solid 50.
So long. Isn't it amazing how long it takes to write emails sometimes? I can spend a whole day writing a response to an email.
I know, it's horrible.
How did it take this long?
I know.
And then I'll just go, you know what? I'm going to leave it in drafts. I'll come back in 40.
I know.
That's what I'll do.
Well, listen, thank you.
How fun was this?
Thank you so much. Everyone, thank you. Please check out Cowbell Media. Check out UCB Franklin. Cowbell. Yeah. I said Cowbell.
It's hard Cowbell. To hear.
I'm sorry. I have my nasal. It's
Cowbell
the nasal.
Cowbell Media. Absolutely.
Yes. I said Cowbell this time. Never going to fuck it off ever again.
Never.
And check out UCB Franklin November 2nd, 9:30.
Yeah.
For your sketch group.
Yes. It's going to be great.
It's going to be great.
We're just going to blow California into the water.
Wow. How violent. And go out there, you guys, and live your life full of regrets.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam. And liking our page on Facebook.